Amen. The book of Numbers, chapter number 9. Amen. We're just a little lengthy in our reading tonight, but just bear with us. Numbers chapter 9, verse number 15. The Bible said, "And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. And so it was always. The cloud covered it by day, the appearance of fire by night. When the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. When the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle, many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents. And according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was when the cloud abode from even unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle. Remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in the tents. And at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses." Amen. Would you stretch your hands to the Lord? Father, tonight for just a little while, I do ask God for your good help. I ask for your anointing. I ask for your help. I ask God that you'd speak to our hearts. I feel like, God, that we are here tonight at this place. And I ask you, Father, with your all humbleness, God, that you would move and you'd talk to us, God, right here tonight. God, stir our hearts, Lord, and visit us upon these altars. We'll praise you, Lord, in your good name. And it's a church say, amen. I want to preach tonight from these verses, simply what I'm calling, when the cloud moves. Amen. When the cloud moves. When I read this scripture here, it just really intrigues me, for it must have been an awesome experience to live under the cloud. Amen. We read this story sometime, and I don't guess any of us really understands the full significance of it. Amen. And I don't really know all the numbers about it, but someone once said, I was in a meeting, and they said, I think the number was 3 million people, talking about the nation of Israel. And, you know, the Bible talks about the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes made up the whole nation of Israel. And so it wasn't just a few handful of people that were doing this journeying. Amen. There were several thousands of people there. Amen. And so it had to cover just a vast area. And so if you could really imagine that cloud and it covering over that tabernacle and that testimony of the tent. Amen. And how that always was there. I don't feel like that there was ever any time in the children of Israel's lives what that cloud didn't carry a significance. Amen. They always was watching. Always, amen, under that cloud, amen. In the daytime, that cloud would be between them and the fierceness of the sun. In the nighttime, it would be a lamplight, if you will. And it was always there. And I don't think that only that Israel saw it, but I feel like all of Israel's enemies saw it. And they knew that God's people was living under that cloud. Amen. And that cloud certified God's guidance as well as God's protection. Amen. Amen. They were traveling through some You have read the stories, and they're traveling through foreign lands and through hostile countries. Amen. And then they journeyed through the pathless deserts, and they were winding through the wilderness of that day. And all the time as they went, always, at any given time when they glanced up, there was the cloud always over top of them. I'd like to really get this bearing in your mind that you could see it, amen. Always that was there. In one place the Bible said, talking about the Lord, said he made his own people to go forth like sheep. And he guided them in the wilderness like a flock, amen. Always they were there in a place where that if them people could have, if the Jebusites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and all them, if they could have, they would have annihilated that nation. They didn't like them passing through their land. The Amorites didn't like them passing through. And if they could have, they would have destroyed God's chosen people. But there's one thing that always kept them in the mind was that the cloud was always over them. And could you imagine just growing up and for years and years, the Bible speaks about them being in the wilderness for 40 years. Amen. That is just a little less than my lifetime. And so could you imagine the people, the children that were, amen, that were born and grew up and maybe even married and had children. And all that time, the presence of God was overshadowing them. And the thing that really stirs my heart is that always they were watching and always they were waiting when the cloud started moving. They were always had to be ready to move when God said move. Amen. And I just wonder when I read this, and I was here Saturday morning when I got up and had some things to do, and I came to the church and began to pray, and the Lord dealt with me about this Saturday morning. And I wonder, did they have somebody, a centennial, amen, a guard, if you would. Did they have that person that was posted, amen, that stood, somebody that would stand night and day and always give a notice if the cloud at any time began to move? I feel like preaching to us just a little while. Amen. Could you imagine? You see these people. This was always there. And it did not matter what was going on in their lives. Amen. If the cloud moved one day and they just journeyed one day and then the cloud stopped, they pitched their tent. Amen. And if the next day the cloud moved, they moved and then they pitched their tent when it stopped. Or if it abode there for 2 days, and the Bible said whether 2 days or a month or a year that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining there upon the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not, but when it was taken up, they journeyed, amen. I want to tell you the significance of it is that you are always in a constant readiness, amen, to follow the leading of the Lord, amen. Brother Houston and some of them sang that song, amen, that song said, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move, amen. Brother Jeff, I could almost imagine, we picture them sometimes, I guess, maybe different than we are, but human nature is human nature, regardless of the nationality. Now, their style of clothing were undoubtedly different. Their method of moving was undoubtedly different. Their home life as far as permanence was undoubtedly different. But they probably were just humans like we are. Amen. They probably had heirlooms that they wanted to carry. Could it have been that the children had toys that they wanted to carry along with them? Come on now, let me preach a little while. Amen. They could have, probably them women was just like our women today. They, some of them that appreciated the neatness of a home. Amen. And so about the time they would get it set up, amen, then someone would cry out, oh, the cloud is beginning to move. And I can see them as they begin to tear the tent down and put everything up, maybe load it on the old camel's back or on the wagon and begin to start their trek down the journey. Amen. And I wonder tonight, amen, how did they do all those things? But the thing that was important was, it don't matter what is in my life. When the cloud starts moving, the main important thing is that I follow Him. I cannot afford in this wilderness to be out from under the guidance or the protecting hand of the almighty hand of God. Amen. I could, just in my mind, I could picture, amen, just allow me a little room to preach. I could see them as they set up. Amen. Their tent may be tired and weary. Amen. And they probably, to get up the next morning, is the cloud going to move today? Amen. And they keep on watching out always. Keep an eye toward the sky as they went about their daily duties. Maybe mama fixing the evening meal and keeping an eye on the cloud. Maybe daddy trying to prepare and work around the house. Amen. And keeping an eye on the cloud. I believe it like this. You may differ with me, but I feel like it was such a constant thing that the little children probably even playing with their toys, just being normal boys and girls, that they probably played with their toys. And every now and then them little children would glance up to see if the cloud was going to move. Oh, church, I wonder tonight, do we really stay in a constant readiness when the Spirit of God begins to move? Are we really looking out? Amen. Amen. We're headed to heaven. Can you say amen? Amen. I said we're headed to heaven. The terminology of the Bible for God's people has been sojourners, has been pilgrims and strangers. Amen. We have been named and termed travelers. Brother Jeff, can you remember them singing that old song? We don't sing it no more. But that old song said, I got on my shoes and I feel like traveling. I've got on my traveling shoes. But today we have sunk our roots so deep in this world. Today we have become so complacent. Today we have become so willing to stay here. Amen. But I feel in my soul that the Spirit of God has been stirring our heart lately. Saying, son, I want you to move when I get ready to move. I know, church, there's a lot of carnality. I know there's a lot of things. And I'm a preaching to us here in this building tonight. As the pastor of this great church, I want to tell you, I feel the Spirit of God saying to us, you have come past this mountain long enough, and I'm a calling you to a higher height, and I'm a wanting you to move. I hope you'll help me preach tonight. But as for Mountain View, yesterday morning when I came here to pray, I was tired, sure, but as I prayed, I felt my voice was about gone, but I felt like the Spirit began to deal with me. I'd had something else I thought I might preach tonight, and the Lord began to move and tell me, when the cloud starts to move, son, you tell your people they had better be in a constant readiness if you don't want to be left behind. Listen to me preach. Amen. God don't want me and you, amen, to settling in and settling down. I understand fully what Brother Jeff was talking about. Amen. But there comes a time, and Brother Jeff knows what I'm preaching about. There comes that time, amen, when God says, all right, you've been in this spot long enough, and now I'm going to call you to a little bit higher heights, and now I'm going to move on you, church, and it's time that you progressed. Are you going to help me, amen, to move into the cloud? I don't know about you, but I look at this world and this worldly church, and I'm a wondering, God, are we going to be the church of the last day? Are we going to be what Daniel saw? Daniel didn't see a weak, anemic, powerless, limping along people. Daniel didn't see a self-centered, self-loving, a self-concerned church. But Daniel said, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I preach out there, I feel about it. I feel in this last day that every straggler, that everyone that's just got that little martyred, self-centered spirit will be shook loose, and the church will march onward. And God's saying tonight, it's time that the cloud begin to move.
Would you raise a hand? Ask the Lord to help us here tonight. Amen. The early church, read it in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Their testimony was, we have no continuing city. We're not here to stay. We're only passing through. We should testify to the world that we're seeking a country whose builder and maker is God. Every day ought to be a milestone. Help me, Holy Ghost. Brother Mark Jones, I appreciate your concern. What little bit I had to say this morning, and I heard that good man of God saying, I prayed seriously about being about my Father's business. Listen to me, church. I feel the church as a whole, in general, is worried about our own little self problems long enough. Amen. And men and women are going to hell right on our doorsteps. Amen. Come on here now. Our sick folk are coming to the house of God and leaving. And just like they came, and the world and the doctors are shaking their head. Hey, you know I'm preaching right, and we don't know what we're going to do. Listen, I know what we need to do. The Spirit's are saying I'm fixing to move, and for everybody that's willing to follow me, I'm going to draw them closer. Every day ought to be a milestone. Let every man examine himself. How long have you been where you're at tonight? Brother Jeff said, you know, amen, you know whether you have assurance or not. You know, and I don't mind to preach to you. Amen. I told somebody, and I hope this don't knock you in a creek. I said, I've wasted time, and I feel that in my soul. I've wasted time dealing with that self-pity spirit, and that they hurt my feeling spirit, and that they didn't shake my hand spirit, and they sung and got in my way and sung my song spirit, and you didn't ask me to do anything spirit. I feel like I've wasted too many years when the church should be farther. Whatever happened to the power of God? I want a group of people that ain't contemplating backsliding. I want a group of people that ain't looking about turning around and going back. Their concern ain't about what's back there or what's around here, but their eyes is fixed and their minds are saying, God, when the clouds start to move out, you can have this world. But there's a tent down, honey, and load the wagons up. We're moving for God. Amen. Every day ought to bring you closer. We're nearing the end of the year 2010. Survey it. Look it all over. I'm not talking about measuring it. Amen. In maybe semi-preach, in worldly accomplishments. I want to ask us as a church, 2010. This is almost the end of the month, and we got one more month left in the year. Did we waste it? Did we waste it? We're closer to the grave. We're closer to the coming of the Lord. But are we any closer to Him? We know more, Brother Joe, about the Word of God. But do we know any more about the God of the Word? Where are we at? We have sat long enough, as the Bible said, multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision. Amen. We're almost like they was back years gone by when they would pick up the little daisy on the side of the road. And he loves me? He loves me not. He loves me? He loves me not. That's about the way we go through our life. Going to serve God? I don't know if I'll serve God. I think I'll pray. I don't know if I'll pray. I don't mind to tell you, and I hope I don't hurt your little feeling. Amen. I know the church is not going to move if we're not praying. But brother, I am tired. Amen. If I've got to preach on you to get you to pray, I'm a wasting my energy. Come here now. If I've got to preach to you, amen, and prime you and check you to see if you're reading your Bible. Amen. It's a waste of time. If I've got to breathe down your neck and you ever have that mentality, don't let Brother Ronnie catch you doing this. Amen. You have completely missed the mark. Come on here now. Amen. But oh, the cloud. I felt like God said, tell him, son, the cloud is fixing to move. Are you hearing? Are you listening? Are you hearing what the spirits are saying to the church? He's been a talking to us. Preacher, that teaching has been boring me out of my mind. Preacher, that teaching, you just ain't got nothing better to teach. Let me tell you something. The Spirit just said, I want a church in this last day. I don't want just a religious gathering. I don't want just a bunch of holiness fanatical nuts. I don't want people that's wrapped up in a standard. I want people that's wrapped up in Christ and lives a standard of holiness and morality and keeps the power of God and an outlook toward Christ and has a concern for their family and want to see men and women saved. The Spirit and the bride saith come. And I've preached it before. When we cease to have the Spirit to say come, we cease to be the bride of Christ. You hearing me preach? Are we hearing what the Spirit's saying to the church? Has it put you on your prayer bending knees? What preacher, what pastor, what person would deal with the subject of hypocrisy? Who would deal with the subject in the church of being a hypocrite? It's them old Jezebels out yonder. It's all them off out yonder. That's who the hypocrites are, preacher. When God said it in my study, when God dealt with me about that, Brother Tommy, whenever the Lord spoke to my heart and I got to looking at that, I had to bow my head and say, Lord, there's been some times I have met that criteria. I would have been labeled by God Almighty as a hypocrite. You can shake your sanctified head. You can say, I wouldn't admit it. I wouldn't go there. Amen. But how many times have we just nodded our head and watched the preacher strain his guts out and heard the Holy Ghost speak and say, oh, pray for me that I could do better. And then Monday rolls around and it's normal routine as ever. But Tuesday rolls around and there's no more exertion. Amen. Wednesday comes by and we put no more efforts in it. Hear me preach tonight. Even the clouds are moving. And God just said, you prayed them dry prayers long enough. You've been in that same place long enough. Even it is time, my friend, that we got a hold of God. Even the cloud, are you hearing what the Spirit says to the church in this hour? I was praying before church. I said, God, I don't know how to prepare for end time. Listen to me. Being out of debt is a plus, regardless of what time it is. But how do you prepare? How could you prepare for a day when you couldn't buy or sell? What good is it going to do you if your house is paid for? You can't pay your property taxes. What good is it going to do you if your vehicle's paid for? If you can't put gas in your tank? What good, come over here now, you're seeing where I'm going. I don't know how to prepare, amen, for the end time event. But I feel like the Spirit of God in this little preacher been stirring him and trying to get him prepared for the last day. Well, come on here now. We talk about the things that's going on in our day and the evilness and the wickedness of our day. Amen. Oh, we're needing God. I said we're needing God. Amen. And we can shake our heads all we want to. Amen. But I feel like that today God's a deal with our hearts. Amen. We're hearing the Spirit. Are you hearing Him tonight? Amen. David said, Lord, Ziklag, they burned with fire. And David stood there and called for the ephod. And the Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. The patting on the back, the pick your chin up messages is about over with. The waiting on somebody to always carry you along, them days is about through. Amen. And God's looking for a group of soldiers. Come on here now. If you get wounded on the battlefield, we'll care for you. But I'm telling you, soldiers stand on their own 2 feet. They carry their own weapon. They meet what they gotta meet. Come on now. Amen. We'll help you in the battle. But David encouraged himself. And when the Lord told David, them men wept till they had no more power to weep. They talked about stoning David. But then God said, David, pursue. I could see him square his shoulders back. I can see him saying, God, that's all I need. When the cloud starts to move, I'm going to move with the Lord. It seemed like I can hear that little devil poke his head up and say, you've tried to get spiritual before. You've tried to pray harder before. And it just costed you problems. You going to believe that lie now? You're going to believe that little outfit? Sure, it's going to cost you some problems. Sure, it's going to cause you some trouble. Sure, it's going to do it. But you remember what you told the Lord. I promised the Lord I would make him a soldier. Hey, that sister showing us the other day, that picture of her son and his first ride in his Humvee. And I watched my old buddy as he bounced down the road. And I thought, oh God, where will he go? And oh God, where will he swallow his sea? Amen. But Sister Yvette, it has beat in that boy's heart for years. Amen. To be a soldier boy. My God in heaven, I wish to goodness we could get some Christians. Amen. That from the time of little boys, it would beat in my heart. Make me a man of God. Put me on the front line. Let me be a prayer warrior. Let me fight devils. Let me roll a bed at night. Let me not be able to sleep. Let me not be able to eat. Let me have a burden, church. That's what we're needed. Come on now. Let me leave the comfort of mommy. Let me leave from daddy. Let me get a hold of the power of God. And the cloud starts to move. And I feel like sometimes the Spirit of God wants to move and the churches. I've seen them yesterday, seemed like so plainly. I've seen them as they tore them tents down. It seemed like I could see them as it wasn't a leisure. Put this here. Take care. Moses. We'll calm down, Moses. We'll be all right. Let's just say, no. The clouds are moving. Get that stuff up. Leave that alone. If you can't load that, if you can't carry that, leave it here. If you can't take that with you, throw it to the side. And that's what the Spirit of God has been telling His people for years. If you can't run with it, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Church, listen. If it's hindering you from moving, throw it off. Lay it down. Cast it aside. I don't care what it is. You hearing me? We're in a day it is absolutely pathetic. We've come completely full circle. I listen to that tape. I promote any holiness preacher. I listen to that CD of Brother Shad McDonald preaching on never too tall to fall. Preaching in a minister's meeting and having to preach to so-called holiness preachers against them sitting in their houses and watching television. They ain't saved. They don't have the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't care if they tell you your social security number, that's not God. They are backslid. Come on here now. Are you going to help me preach? When we pick back up the toys and the detrimental things that we one time threw aside. Come on here now, listen to me. Amen, that one he told about a man. Amen, that, and I believe he was a Baptist man. But he said that man went into a friend's apartment. And he said before he knew it, 3 hours had passed by. And he said they'd been up watching a show. And he said that man felt condemned and told the Lord, I'll never watch television again. I've wasted 3 hours. And hear me preach. And stick where you're at. I know we gotta have some things, and our children are children. But listen to me, amen. When our young folks, his minds is warped, that we have problems in holiness churches now, texting and playing games on their little silly-fied phones. You know why? They're zombies. They don't know what it's like to seek the face of God. I want to tell you tonight. I tell you when I got close to God, Brother Jeff. It wasn't after I got married. It's when I was 12, at 13, at 14, at 15. 15 years old, mind you, without a youth camp, without a youth rally, without a favorite preacher, even God Almighty, and I saw the cloud moving, and I said, God, I gotta follow the cloud, regardless. Well, my buddies are staying here. Goodbye, buddies. But my school buddies, I can't help it. You think you're the first person ever stood at odds at somebody in a public school and said, I will not live this way because you want me to live this way. I will not look like you look. I I will not be like you be. I will live the way God wants me to live. I will dress the way God wants me to dress. Come on now. Amen. The cloud starts a moving. And we look around to see who else is a moving. Church, listen to me. I don't think it bothered them. If the tent next door stood there, I could see them say, my God, we got to move. And church, if the church down the road or across the hill or anywhere else decides, we're not following that preacher. I want a church that says, lead me, Jesus, and I'll follow you.
Amen. It's time that we realize the clouds are moving. The clouds are moving. I said the clouds are moving. The clouds are moving. I'm not trying to be mean. My heart's stirred. If you're going to find the mind of God, we ain't got long to find it. You hear me? You're going to find the mind of God. We ain't got long to find it. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He said when you hear the sound, go down there, David. Get down there somewhere or another and you hide yourself. But when you hear the sound of the going in the tops of the mulberry trees. Lord, is that really you? God, are you really talking to me? David, you heard the sound. Now it's time for you to move. And the cloud starts moving. Listen to me, church. When the cloud starts moving and the time for the church to progress, you got two choices. Fold up what you're doing. Come on here now. Like I said this morning, I know we've got to work and we've got to push and we've got things going and this world's against us. You know it is. But listen to me preach. When the Spirit of God starts moving, we got two choices. Shrug our shoulders and say it's too hard and end up backsliding. Amen. Now, too many times have I saw when God started moving the church and have saw those that sided. We don't have to. We don't have to do it. Who do they think they are trying to tell me what to do? Who do they think they are? And then the next thing you know, they feel left out. And they feel pushed aside. I had a friend that I mean was a friend. When my vehicle broke down, we were on our way back several years ago. Me and my wife hadn't been married real long. Probably 2 or 3 years at the most. And I guess maybe 3 years, something in there. Less than five anyway. And we were going, I was laid off from work. We was going down to her mom and daddy's for Christmas. I had an old 78 Chevrolet truck, rusted out. And that's all we had to drive. We get about a mile from the house and the forward gears and the transmission went out and the truck quit pulling. I put that old truck in reverse and backed it back to the house and back onto the carport she went. Here we are. What are we going to do? Friend of mine came down Christmas morning. I put the last piece of firewood in the stove. I said, God, that's all I got. I don't know what else I'm going to do. I don't have a chainsaw. And if I did, I don't have a truck. I don't have nothing. And up on the hill pulled my friend. And on Christmas Day away from his family, we went and got a load of firewood. He even carried it to the house. He brought me his other vehicle, brought me the keys to his car, and said, as long as you need it, to whatever long it takes you to get your car, your truck fixed, it's yours. Drive it like it's yours. That there come a time in our lives, we run together, we work together, we is in one another's home, but there come a time, I was a feeling the cloud moving, I was a feeling the stirring, Brother Jeff, I was a praying, I was a fasting, I was doing days without food, I was a getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and going to the basement and seeking God, I'd go all day long and never eat a bite, amen, and my buddy was going more and more with the jolly good old crowd, now he wasn't going worldly at that time, amen, I was a walking the hills of Pine Mountain and begging God, God, if this thing called the Holy Ghost is really real, I want you to baptize me with the power of God. Amen. And I heard him tell somebody, and they told me. He said, that this is what he said. He said, Rodney's run off and left me. And I thought, oh, buddy, as much as I love you, don't you know? I felt that stinking lying devil say, that's your buddy. That was a man that bailed you out. But I had to say, God, I can't help it. I'm not going to stay tied down. I'm not going to
stay burning down. I'm not gonna go. The last time I seen him, now he's got a goatee. Now he's gone with the world. Got a television. The family's gone haywire. Listen to me preach tonight. When the clouds start to move out, buddy or nobody, mama, daddy, friend, it don't matter. I've got to follow the Lord.
Could you raise a hand? Oh, God. Can you see him? The crier tonight. In this church house alone yesterday morning. The crier of the Holy Ghost said, tell him. The clouds are fixing to move. You better get your things in order. Because when he starts moving, I could about imagine them. Them that decided, I don't care. We just moved here. The cloud just stopped it last night. We ain't moving again. And when they pulled up stakes and pulled out, I could see them as the Amorites closed in and began to devour them. Say what you will, and I want these brothers that's pastor to help me. Every time when God gets ready to move the church, and them like those was in the days of Joshua and Caleb, when they bring up them evil reports, and the word of God is, and the men of God are saying, we can take it. Let us go up at once. We can get a hold of this. And the crowds are saying, oh, we can't do it. We can't. We just can't. We're just like grasshoppers. We're pitiful. We can't do nothing. And every time I've saw that crowd, they end up falling. They end up falling. The Spirit tonight is speaking. The centennial is saying tonight to me and you, the crier of your soul is telling you it's time that you moved. Your 5-minute prayers has got to change. Your now lay me down to sleep days. You hearing me? Them prayers, you ain't going to stay. I don't enjoy preaching like this. Sister Nita, I can't afford to stay here. Not in him moving. Then we're in the last day. You don't know what is going to happen. You wasn't there. I hope you don't mind me, Brother Grant. But church, you wasn't there when my friend laid in the big hospital. The one they send you to when all the little doctors fail. And Sister Donna, when our friend and your husband laid on that hospital bed, and we watched the foolishness of men, and I watched you weep and cry and ask God if there's anything in my life. And I said, God, I am so ashamed. You hear me? I'm so ashamed. There's a man of God down south tonight, if God ain't touched him since I last heard. He's calling back up here. And in a feeble voice, he said, it hurts. It hurts. I can't hardly stand it. I'm strong. I can shout you fired up. You watch me. I can dance with the best of them. I can preach to you any kind of message. You hear me? When that good gray-haired warrior down there, I've watched him at that youth camp as he'd lock hands and wrestle with spirits. He was absolutely wore out. I've watched him limp off of that hill out under that tent. And I heard him a few years, Brother Tommy, and he cried and he said, if I can't come back up here, don't forget me. Anybody remember? I heard him say, if I can't come back up here, young folks, please don't forget me. The clouds are moving. The clouds are moving. God, I can't afford. I want the power of God to rest upon me. You hear me? Ever child of God that can know what I'm preaching about, say amen to me. There'll come times in your life God gives you growing periods. God gives you adjusting periods. And then there comes them times, that leanness and that stirring. Amen. And that uneasiness and that restlessness and that pulling from God. Not the world.
No, I don't want to backslide.
Amen. Brother Joe testified to it the other night about that message that was preached here in this church by a friend that if God don't help, we won't have him long either. And Brother Jewel preached on getting out of your nest. Every one of them men of God felt the time and the calling and the stirring of their life when the cloud started moving. And the power of God said, I'm available. I'm available. I want you tonight, while I feel after God, I want you to ask God tonight to help us right here. I'm not interested in a name, like some said. We put our church on the map. I'm not interested in the name that we took our church across the country. But I'm interested, God, in you knowing you've got a little group of people. And if you're looking for somebody to use, that's mature, that's grown up, that ain't always tossed up and down and in and out, wishy-washy back and forth, they're standing steady. I've wondered sometimes, and I know very, very, very little about it, but I've wondered sometimes, and I'm just going to use this number, amen, because I've heard it. And they talk about so-and-so was a division of the, maybe it was the 100th division in the military. And it seemed like you'd hear that number, such-and-such division, such-and-such division. And I thought, my God, seemed like every one of them. Ain't there more divisions? The church are the ones that gets on the front line. Ain't the ones that when the general walks out, they...
I hope you don't ask me to do that.
It's the ones that stand there with a look in their eye. Brother Brandon knows him. Our friend out at Jim Brown's, Lennis Mason, he said when he was a foreman at a big hardware, big lumber store, he said he'd walk out on Friday evenings, and he said they knew when I walked out on late Friday evening, my question was who wanted to work tomorrow. He said all them American boys, he said they'd get busy. They'd get to turn it, they wouldn't look me in the eye. He said them little Mexican boys, see, boss? See, boss? I feel like the general of heaven stepped out tonight and said, you want to work today? You want to work today? Nah, I kind of like that day off, Lord. And I hear him saying, work while it is day. You want to work today? One of the worst excuses, most pitifulest backslid things I ever heard was, Pastor, I don't feel like there's nothing for me to do. You are defying the words of your loving Savior when Jesus said, the field, behold, lift up your eyes. The fields are white. He said, you say it's 4 months to harvest, but now the fields are white. The harvest is plenteous. He didn't say the harvest was scattering, scarcely. There'd be a lot we could gather in if we'd willing to work. Hey, let's go down to the marketplace. And he seen men standing idly by. Hey, will you work? Will you work for the Lord today? I'll give you one penny. I want a job. Are you with me? Will you work all day long? I'll work all day. Through the heat. Through the toil. Oh God. Oh God. The Spirit. The cloud. Is beginning to move, church. And God is saying to us in this building. are you going to follow? Now listen to me. All the pleading that I could do or you can cry ain't going to stop him from moving. So tonight, here it is, November the 21st, year 2010. Almost 15 minutes to 9 o'clock. You can say what you want to say. I've preached to you my heart. And yesterday morning, somewhere in the morning hours, walking through this church and praying, God said the cloud is fixing to move. Well, somebody comes and gets us a song, if that's what you want to do. Or do we just need to file into these altars and say, God, if you're moved, as for me and my house. I could see mamas yesterday morning said, come on, kids, come on, come on. Get this, we got to go, we got to go. I could see daddies telling their wives, come on, honey, come on. We've got to move. I could see young folks frantically. Daddy, son, if you can't get it on, just leave it. Just leave it. Just throw it to the side. Just discard it. But the main thing is we have got to stay under, not just follow afar off. We've got to stay under that cloud. Tamaha tamahita mukutamahana.